when we became dervishes and to people are going to inshallah become dervish today, I remember very clearly that my Sheikh Muzaffar Efendi said something about the change which one is promising to go through when one becomes a dervish. There is a common saying which the Westerners like very much about dervishes, that the dervish is supposed to be a child of the now. A child is innocent. A child does not have preconceived ideas. A child does not have plans. And the now is this second, not the one which is past, not the one which is coming next. Most of us, we certainly are not innocent. As a child, and some of us are dervishes for 30, 40 years, we do not live the now, we live the past and the future most of the time. The reason of that is that we are not sincere. Not that we don't want to be sincere, is that we can't, or we are having a hard time to be sincere. We have a preconception of who we are. And most of the time, it has nothing to do with reality. And this preconception of ourselves is certainly superior to the others. Rarely, unless one is going to a psychiatrist, they call it a complex. They call it an inferiority complex. It's not good. It's not normal. It's very, very bad. But fear not. Fear not, because none of us ever is inferior to anybody else. We are all superior to each other. Because if we were inferior, we would be going to a psychiatrist. If one becomes a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, a Dervish, a Buddhist, a monk, if one would go to hither and thither, you know, to find wisdom, to find so-called oneself, to find the truth, climb the Himalayas and ask the gurus the meaning of life. As long as we bring that person which we call I, I the husband, I the son of my father, I the father of my children, I the artist, I the sheikh. Which I is becoming a dervish? No? Which I is really attempting to truly become a Muslim, to truly become a servant of Allah Ta'ala? There are too many eyes to get rid of. Hopefully that some of us during the 30-40 years that we have been a dervish, we got rid of some of them. But definitely not all of them. Because you see, it is written above the head of that lady there in Arabic letters, but it is in Turkish. Hiç. Such a nice word. It's almost like a hiccup. Hiç. Hiç. Huh? I think in no languages is it beautiful as that. Huh? Nothing is too long. Rien is too mishy-mashy. Nichts is no good either. What is in Arabic?
La, Sheikh. La.
Nothing?
La. La. Huh? La. 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 La.
Ah, that's good. That's good. But it sort of is sounds like negation.
Yeah.
I think La will be sort of an attempt to become a Hitch. But Hitch is just Hitch. I keep telling you and telling myself, this path is not accumulation, is not additive, it's deductive, it's subtractive. This path is a path of cleansing, is getting rid of things, not of taking things, but giving away things. But we don't like to give anything away. I wouldn't give my sins away. I want to keep everything which I have, and I want to have more. I know that, and we all know, it's such a burden. It's such a horrible thing, it's such a load. You know, I mean, all these houses, all these bank accounts, you know, all these cars, all these clothes, you know, it such weight. We know perfectly well. We kill ourselves trying to keep them. We kill ourselves trying to get more. And we have experienced. I mean, when something sort of goes away, you know, it's almost like I can breathe, you know. But we can't do it. So let the two people who are going to take hands today, that you are getting into a path in which hopefully not only you will learn to get rid of things, habits, thoughts, even knowledge and even intelligence, because it is said that the final stage of this path is to give up the mind. So that is why Allah Ta'ala praises the so-called generous. But it really is not generosity. Whose property are you giving to who? It is not yours in the first place. Your body is not yours. Your life is not yours. Your intelligence is not yours. Your knowledge is not yours. Nothing is yours. To be able to say mine is a curse. In the old days, in our dergah, I think at the time of Fahreddin Efendi, you know those shoes there, these which you are wearing? Somebody found a single one. So they brought to Fahreddin Efendi and said, so Fahreddin Efendi said, whose is this shoe? Somebody said, mine. And he kicked him out of the dergah. They were strict in those days. Sincerity is such a gift, such a source of peace. Such immense realization. We are so proud that somehow Allah Ta'ala has put our nose here instead of there, and Allah Ta'ala has put our eyes here and there instead of here and there, and our mouth is here instead of there. Some of you may remember there was a wonderful hafiz, if you remember, his ear was here and his ear was here, and one eye was here and one eye was there. Do you remember? Huh? This is a wonderful hafiz. We are so proud of it. Who put it where it is? And he could have easily put it anywhere he wished. Some people have short arms, one short, one long one. And even if you were as beautiful as a Venus or an Apollon, when you come my age, if you're lucky, that is, you will look like me. But certainly not when I was 30, 40 years old. We're proud of our minds. There are people, even amongst ourselves, whose intelligence no longer is what it used to be when they were 40, 50 years old. They have difficulty in remembering. They were difficulty in solving things. There are people who are proud of their properties and of their monies. And I know so many people who had so much and who lost it all. Pride is a product of unsincerity. If you would be sincere, you would know that physical existence which you have today is going to be thrown into a hole eventually as food for worms and maggots. The property which you think is yours, you will not be able to have your socks on you when they put you in that box. Sincerity is reality. If it was so easy to have, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have prayed all the time, "Oh Lord, show me the real reality." We live in a dream. I love that movie. What was it called again?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Walter Mitty, right. Seems they made a new one, which is not good, really. Was it Danny Kaye or
original?
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah,
original.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Original.
Yeah, original one. Very good. So inshallah that we all will be afflicted, and we certainly will not go to the psychiatrist to get cured with the so-called inferiority complex. And I think that is closer to truth than what we think of ourselves. But I'm sure that most of us, we are less imagining ourselves to be this or that or the other, and somehow we are aware that a little stupid microbe, invisible, you know, it enters through your nose when you don't even know he's getting in there. And like I had recently, and so you become sick and miserable and you cough and this and that kind of a thing. And this already hopefully reminds one that one is vulnerable. One is in need. Oh, we are horrified to be in need. Then why does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, then I am proud to be in need? Actually, that's what to be a dervish is. The dervishes in the old days, they used to be called what? Fakir. Right? Inshallah, we will truly feel one day. Although we accumulate all sorts of things, including knowledge, it is not because we feel we need it. If we need it, we need like a communist era Russian general who had all these medals all around the place. Not like somebody who is really hungry and who needs bread. So my wish for the new dervishes and for all of us may our problems increase and may our needs increase and may we be ever poorer.
I have a question. Is it not contradictory that we need but we don't have nothing? Like how we...
Somebody has to translate now that you're there, you're not here.
See, somebody we need has everything. To like, but we have a bank balance, we have a car, and this is not ours, but we have some responsibility for the family, you know. But how we... Yeah, how we...
What is the question?
It's like a contradictory, like okay, we need it.
So what is the question?
The question is like a...
No, it's like my hearing is the problem.
Okay. Yeah. Like a hitch, that means nothing. We don't need anything. Allah will give you anything. But for now, like for you have a family, so we have some responsibility, like we have a car, we have this, we have money, and how we get rid of this thing?
How do you get rid of this need?
Yes.
Well, I'm not saying to get rid of your need, but your need is not what you are saying. Those are not your needs. Those needs are easily satisfied. You can eat less. You can live in a much smaller space. All what you need is two underwear and two pants to change, and you know, a sort of a heavier coat for the winter. Yeah? And that's all what you need. So therefore, what you think, what you are telling me now, the things which you need, the car and the house and the are really not the needs which I am talking about. What is it what I'm talking about? Do you know? I'm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, okay, he slept on straw mat, but he could have easily slept on feather beds. He hardly ate anything except barley bread, you know, but he could have had feasts every day if he wanted to. No? He was a king, right? So, when he said that he is proud of his need, he wasn't talking about food or housing or power or fame or any of those things. He was lonely. He had how many people did he have in the last teaching which he did? Tens of thousands of people. So what was he needing? What was he talking about? That's what I'm talking about. We are disconnected. And we're all together now, and in fact we're trying to be connected. But essentially, we are disconnected. And not only we are disconnected from each other, but we are disconnected from the that which I am sitting on and that what I am standing on, the air which I am breathing. We are disconnected. There is only one thing which will sort of, that is what they are talking about when we are talking about Wahdat al-Wujud. And it's such a mysterious thing, Wahdat al-Wujud, you know, that unity, yeah? Not mysterious at all. I mean, somebody told me that somebody felt in the Hajj that just the simple fact that he was standing on the same ground which everybody was standing, that he was in the light which everybody was inside of it, that the air which everybody else was breathing, no? So all of a sudden he said that he didn't feel himself self disappeared, and he became a part of the whole and everything. And what makes that feeling? That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem that the seven heavens and earth and what is on them and in them and without exception everything which exists praises Allah, but you do not hear it, you do not understand it. Now, if everything that includes horrible things, the kafirs, the what do they call them, ISIS people, you know, scorpions and snakes and poison and evil, you know, everything Allah says praises Allah, but we do not hear it. The ability to hear it, I think, is sincerity. Mm-hmm.